Dermatologin, your online portal for podcasts, dermatology, aesthetic medicine, and much more. From doctors for you. More information can be found at our website, www.derma-2-login.com/en. Chronic venous insufficiency. Chronic venous insufficiency is a common disease, especially in old age, which is easily manageable if diagnosed and treated early. Let's work with the following clinical scenario. A 74-year-old female senior citizen presents with a chief complaint of recurrent severe pain and water in the lower legs. She asks what she can do to relieve the pain, and she is also particularly disturbed by the appearance of her lower legs, which have pronounced redness, itching, and occasionally weeping spots. Chronic venous insufficiency is defined as a multi-stage condition in which the venous blood flows backwards, causing a variety of signs and symptoms, which we will discuss in just a minute. Chronic venous insufficiency includes primary varicose veins and post-thrombotic syndrome. Women are more frequently affected, and the disease tends to occur at an older age. Major risk factors are increased venous hypertension with consecutive edema formation and a flow disorder caused by insufficient valves. The classification can be based on clinical severity according to the CEAP classification or, in German-speaking countries, according to the Widmer classification. CEAP is an acronym where C stands for clinical signs, E for etiology, A for anatomical localization, and P for pathophysiology. There are further subdivisions for each letter, which we will not discuss in detail here. The Widmer classification is clinically much easier to follow. There are three consecutively progressive stages. In stage 1, reversible edema and a cutaneous discoloration known as corona phlebectatica paraplantaris, or CPP, appear. Stage 2 is characterized by the following findings: persistent edema, a brown hyperpigmentation known as purpura jaune d'ochre, stasis dermatitis, lipodermatosclerosis, as well as white skin atrophy or capillaritis alba. Stage 3 describes either a healed or a florid active ulcer. Now let's briefly discuss the individual clinical manifestations. Corona phlebectatica paraplantaris are abnormally dilated spider veins around the ankle. Together with reversible edema, they are regarded as early symptoms of CVI. Purpura jaune d'ochre is hemosiderosis and purpura through erythrocyte extravasation on the lower legs. The discoloration progresses from erythematous to brown hyperpigmented maculae. Stasis dermatitis is a non-microbial inflammation of the distal third of the lower leg and is accompanied by erythema, tenderness, and painful engorgement. Cracks in the skin as a result of this condition could lead to the occurrence of bacterial cellulitis. Lipodermatosclerosis occurs when proteins leak into the interstitium and are unable to be effectively removed by the body. These proteins stimulate fibroblasts to produce collagen. The locally impaired fibrinolysis leads to the formation of a pericapillary fibrin cuff and decreased permeability of the capillaries. The end result is tissue hypoxia. The skin becomes hypopigmented and coarse, hair follicle openings disappear, and the distal lower leg is narrowed, creating the classic inverted bottle appearance. Finally, we come to atrophie blanche, or white skin atrophy, and capillaritis alba, an inflammatory change in the capillary region. A distinction is made between two stages, an inflammatory phase with livid erythematous lesions, known as capillaritis alba, and an atrophic phase, also known as atrophie blanche. Clinically, we see coin-sized depressions scattered throughout the ankle area. They tend to be star-shaped or polygonal, ivory-white in color, and surrounded by hyperpigmentation. They are generally resistant to therapy. Since we have discussed the clinical findings in detail, let's now discuss treatment. To confirm the diagnosis, it is encouraged to perform a thorough peripheral vascular examination. On the list of differential diagnoses for acute lipodermatosclerosis, one should consider, for example, erysipelas or erythema nodosum, and for chronic lipodermatous sclerosis, circumscribed scleroderma, necrobiosis lipoidica, or erythema induratum should be ruled out. Compression therapy is the mainstay of treatment for the symptoms of chronic venous insufficiency. Class 2 to 3 compression stockings are indicated depending on the CEAP stage. Topical symptomatic treatment of CVI includes exfoliating, moisturizing, and anti-inflammatory ointments. Management of venous leg ulcers is based on clinical staging. This includes disinfectant measures, antibiotic treatment based on sensitivity testing, and wound debridement in the absence of re-epithelialization. Specific wound dressings promote healing and should be individually adapted to the patient's needs. Let's review the most important facts about chronic venous insufficiency. CVI is a common disease, especially in old age, and can be classified in stages according to Widmer or the CEAP classification. Clinical signs in Widmer stage 1 are corona phlebectatica paraplantaris and reversible edema. Stage 2 shows purpura jaune d'ochre, stasis dermatitis, lipodermatosclerosis, and atrophie blanche or capillaritis alba. An ulcer, whether healed or active, denotes stage 3. The cornerstone of therapy is long-term compression with class 2 to 3 compression stockings. That was the podcast from Dermatologin. We're looking forward to seeing you at our next podcast and at our courses online or in person. For dates of current and future courses, as well as more information, head to our website, www.derma-2-login.com/en.